We had our staff Halloween party yesterday. Maybe you're raising your eyebrows and saying, on a Tuesday, Yeah, we all kind of were.
Well, we had a big meeting, so it made sense that we would do a lunch and a costume party at the same time.
Yeah, it's rare that we're all on the same floor at the same time, and because of the meeting yesterday, we were. So, hence the party on a Tuesday in the middle of the afternoon.
Kind of a dud. I have to say, it was kind of a dud.
I was bummed because it was an Italian theme, so we made a big Italian feast.
Food was fine. Food was good.
As far as costumes, we were supposed to go in costume yesterday. Some of us did. Some of us didn't. Tammy, last minute or not, I know it was the best costume of the day.
I decided to dress up like our chief engineer, who kind of grumps around a lot, and we poke at him for that. But I was really actually disappointed with how few people dressed up. I chatted with one of our coworkers about it. A little disappointed because you usually come dressed, and you wore no costume today.
I didn't. And you know why? I have absolutely no excuse except I was completely lazy, and I couldn't think of anything I wanted to be.
Yeah, well, we got the Flash.
Yeah.
We got John, what would you say the official title is of your costume?
I'm hoping for creepy AF.
Oh, we have someone dressed as the Mandalorian.
The best costume is Tammy dressed up as our chief engineer, and it's hysterical.
Hey, JR, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I dressed as you this year for Halloween.
You did a wonderful job.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't offend you.
No, but you have to be a little crankier.
I'll practice my crankiness. I love that I can be cranky.
Oh, yeah.
I got no problem with Dawn not wearing a costume. She made a great salad, so she made up for it.
That was good.
But I got to narc somebody out, Tammy. I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
But on the show here in the past, we, mostly you, have talked about our frustration with people not doing their dishes in our company kitchen. I'm doing my dishes. I had a couple of crock pots. I wanted to clean them out so I could take them home with me. This person comes up, looks around the sink, looks around the dishwasher, and says, well, if this dishwasher is clean, I'm not emptying it, and I'm not doing my dishes. And I'm like, oh, okay, washing my dishes, minding my own business. This person goes on to say, after all, I have a nap to get to. Opens the dishwasher, sees that it's clean, puts the dishes in the sink, again says out loud, after all, I have a nap to get to, as if justifying it to, I don't know who, herself? I'm sorry, themselves? And and walks away.
I heard that person make that statement.
Oh, you did?
So I know who it is.
Did you recoil in horror? like a tremendous disturbance in the force was happening?
Yes.
So I get all my stuff. I had a lot of stuff with me at work. I had to make multiple trips up and down the elevator to load the stuff into my car. 20 minutes later, I'm ready to go home. This person's sitting at a table still talking to coworkers.
Oh, really? Did you say something?
I didn't say a word.
Oh, how's that nap going? Chatty?
Could have washed your dishes. Our office can't be the only office that has this issue, right?
No,
I mean, everybody's got people that just are lazy and expect other people to do their work for them.
Anytime we've posted on social media about it, we have people who share our pain.
Well, I hope your Halloween party was more festive than ours. The food was great. It was great hanging out with people. But the lack of participation when it came to costumes, especially because this guy finally put some effort into a costume.
I know. You did a lot of work on yours.
Second
it was
year
great.
In a row. I felt like the biggest jerk in the world. Like, nobody else is dressed up. I felt like I was being punked.
That shouldn't make you feel like a jerk. It should make you say, you know what, I participated, the rest of them are jerks.
Oh,
no, because you and I were full on costume. Then we had two people who had the purchase costumes, the Mandalorian and the Flash, right?
Yeah.
And then everybody else would be like a headband that had ears on it.
They,
or
something they clearly grabbed from their trunk.
Yeah.
What do I got here? I got a jack. Oh, I'm a mechanic. No, you're not. You were in your trunk like 2 seconds ago.
Anyway,
the food
was good though.
The food was great. All right, coming up next. Two questions. Why would Timothy Chalamet show up at his own lookalike contest in New York? And second question, why do I want to punch Timothy Chalamet in the face? I got no reason why. I'm not a violent person.
I know.
I don't condone that whatsoever. And yet he's just got such a punchable face. Anyway, Mr. Chalamet is coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Matt Fraser sees dead people. He hears dead people, and he lets you know what your dead friends, your relatives, have to say. Matt Fraser is one of the world's most renowned psychic mediums, and Matt Fraser is going to delve into the world of John and Tammy and see what he can find as Halloween week continues on KSON.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Matt.
I'm so excited you joined us this morning.
Same here. Excited to be here with you guys.
So, Matt, one of the first questions I have for you as a psychic medium, have you ever had someone from the spirit world say, I want to go talk to so-and-so, go find him?
I don't like to do that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because at the end of the day, there's some mediums that will rip people off, right? And some people say, like, oh, my God, who are you looking to hear from? Tell me who you're looking to hear from, and I'll go and I'll get a message for you. Okay. And that is complete BS. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because for me as a medium to connect with your loved ones, I'm not searching heaven. I'm not going and calling up a number, right? I'm relying on your connection. When you come to a medium like myself, these souls are connected to you and come through because of that connection, that love, right? And the thing is that we also have to honor that sometimes souls have a message for us and sometimes they don't, because I can't put words in your loved one's mouth. I can't make them say a certain thing. Your loved ones on the other side, you know, decide if they're going to come through, when they're going to come through. And sometimes there's some healing that we have to go through with ourselves. The truth is that even as a medium, I can't speak to my own loved ones when I want, right? Mm. I get just as excited as you do to hear from my grandmother, my dad, just like you do hearing from your mom or your dad or whoever it is. But the thing is that we have to honor that connection and know that there won't always be a message there.
We are joined by America's top medium, Matt Fraser, who's doing something very special with his mom, Angela, on Halloween Eve, a psychic seance. And this is something that's super interesting, whereas you're going to try to conjure the spirits of iconic celebrities. We're talking Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, Princess Di, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, to see what's going on, to see if they're going to communicate with you. How are you going to be able to get somebody who's super famous, who's passed, without having someone from their past lives in front of you?
So October 30th is the day between our world and the spirit world, where the veil is the thinnest. So what the veil is like an invisible curtain, almost like a sheer curtain. If I were to lift up the sheer curtain right now, you would see your loved ones with you. So during this time, the peak time when spirit is the strongest, it's almost like when, like I like to think about it, like in orbit, like there's certain planets that are closer to Earth at any given moment. Well, the same thing happens on the night before Halloween. So because there's going to be certain factors to do this type of reading. One, October 30th, the day and the time, right? That's the time when spirit goes direct. Second, you'll also have to have other spiritual people. So the fact that we're going to have a bunch of people that are all going to put their intention on one thing, and that is connecting with some of these celebrities that had passed on, we might be able to make the connection. It probably won't be as strong as if they had a family member there, but we're hoping that, you know, with all of us being together and putting our voices together and our intentions together and having other psychic mediums on the call, that our voice together will be strong enough to bring through some of these souls that have passed away. Because it's not just me connecting, it'll be other people on the call, if that makes sense.
Are you worried that you might conjure some kind of type of infamous celebrities, downright evil celebrities? I mean, it's an open door policy, is right, as far as spirits?
No, actually, it's not an open door policy, okay. Which a lot of people don't understand, because, you know, the thing is that, yes, psychic seances have gotten a bad rep over the years, right? Because people have used it in the wrong ways and they don't know how to use it. And mediumship 101 is knowing that there is a good side and a bad side of evil, of good souls and evil spirits. Basically, what it is that the first part of the psychic seance is really teaching everybody involved psychic protection. And it's something that every psychic and medium uses. And really what it is learning how to only open the door to the good souls and the souls that are going to help us. I like to use my abilities for good.
Matt, if you don't mind hanging out, we're going to see if maybe you can't connect to someone that we know who's passed. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
America's top psychic medium is Matt Fraser. You've seen him on E! He is a best-selling author, and most importantly, he is with us now. What is Matt going to see? What's Matt going to hear? Thank you for joining us this morning. Happy almost Halloween.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. It's a busy time for us mediums.
You connect with people who have passed over. It's not like you can sit there and, you know, predict the future of anything. You connect with those who are no longer here.
I get my information directly from the spirit world, meaning your loved ones in spirit. So when you talk about predictions, I can't possibly tell you, you know, if you're going to have two kids or three kids or where you're going to end up, but your loved ones in spirit can. So when doing a reading, what makes me a psychic medium, meaning that I can predict things, is that there's often times when your loved ones in spirit will come through with certain information. I can't see the future, but your loved ones in spirit can, and they work through me to get those messages to you.
Matt, pardon my ignorance. I don't mean to insult what you do. I just don't know very much about what it is that you do. What is happening right now? Do we need to be in person for you to hear people from our world reaching out to you from beyond? How does this whole thing work?
So it's crazy. For me, the way that it works is that anytime there's a connection like we have right now, there's also a spiritual connection that's there. So what happens is that as a medium, I'm hearing the departed. That's what I do. So what I hear is I hear little whispers, how people have died, who's there and with us. And it's amazing because our loved ones in spirit use a different way to communicate with us now that they're gone. So it could be signs like dragonflies, butterflies, repeating numbers. And to a medium, it's literally like little whispers and different visions that I'll see. So like as I'm here right now, all I keep hearing right away since a father that passed away, that's here.
Okay.
So that being said, Tammy, was that your dad that departed?
Well, my birth father departed, but that was quite a while ago.
Doesn't matter. His soul is here. And you're going to know that it doesn't matter, right, when a loved one had passed away, whether it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, those souls are here. And when I'm connecting, the reason why your dad is here, Tammy, is right away he talks about unfinished business between you and him. And even though he had passed away so long ago, the one thing that your dad is saying to me is, Matt, I wish that I would have been more supportive within her life here in this world when he was alive. He says to me here in the physical world that he did not get to be there the way that he wanted to, and for that, that he's sorry. He's also telling me when I'm speaking as well that you have been going and taking care of everybody in your family here in the physical world. Because he just said to me, Matt, he goes, I want to thank her. He says, for the way that she stepped up. I'm also hearing as well, Tim, is there also Michael as well? Mike or Michael?
Oh my God, there's so many. There's so many people I have in the past who's passed. Does it ever get like too loud? Do you ever have a situation like there's so many people that how do you figure out who to listen to?
Oh my God, it happens all the time at my shows. You know, there's no way because all the souls get really excited to come through and speak, right? And especially when you're doing a live event, like I'm on live on tour right now, I'm heading to Las Vegas tomorrow. And you know, when you do a show and you're out in an audience, all the souls are trying to come through all at once, but it's not like they're pushing through to the front of the line. You know, what they're really doing is just trying to get their voice be heard, and they want to make sure that, you know, I'm acknowledging them. So sometimes it gets a little bit, I have to kind of organize. I'm like, okay, your dad's with you, your brother's with you, and your sister's with you, but hold on, let me do one at a time. The souls do a really good job at coming through and really showing us that their voice and their presence is here. And also at the same time, they do a really good job of showing us that there is life after death and that we don't have to worry about them. And I think that's what all the souls just want us to know, is that they're okay. And because they're okay, we can be okay as well.
This is just so interesting. Matt, do you mind hanging on so we can chat with you some more?
No, not at all.
Cool, Matt. Hang tight. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Experience Christmas at SeaWorld. It starts November 15th, and you can take your family, a family four-pack to that celebration at SeaWorld just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. From E! And best-selling author, America's most famous medium and psychic is Matt Frazier. We just heard a message from beyond for Tammy. Would you mind if I asked you a question?
No, not at all.
Okay, whoever is speaking to you, do they say this is for Tammy? How do you know it's for Tammy?
I know it's for Tammy because when I'm here, right, I kept hearing that's my daughter.
Gotcha.
So I also have your dad with you, John, as well. But see, it's a totally different spirit, totally different message, totally different way. The moment I'm connecting with your dad, he showed me that he had problems in multiple parts of his body before his departure here in the physical world. And when I'm speaking to him, this was a really tough passing because I also keep hearing infection. So did he have the infection before his departure?
He was so sick. I mean, there was so many things that was wrong with him.
Don't say another word. I'm going to tell you because the other side will tell me exactly what they feel. And when I'm connecting with your dad, I keep feeling all this pain in my abdomen when I'm connecting with him. And it feels like he was backing up here in this world, like there was fluid retention or fluid backup because I feel it right in my abdomen when I'm speaking to him. Do you understand that?
I do.
Where all of his organs just started shutting down. And your father tells me that at the end, it's that he couldn't really understand what was going on with him. It's like he was in and out of it before his departure. He had actually said to me that this man was a fighter, and your dad showing me and telling me that he held on for as long as he possibly could. And he was actually is telling me that he was waiting for certain family members to come and say goodbye to him before he had died. Because he keeps saying to me, I need to let him know that I was holding on. I was holding on. So were you on the way to see your dad when he was passing?
No, but I sat with my dad minutes before he passed. I had his head in my arms and I said to him, I know you're waiting for your granddaughters to get here. They know that you love them and you know that they love you, so you don't have to wait. If you're ready to go, go ahead.
All your father kept saying is, I was waiting, I was waiting, I wasn't dying, I was holding on until I got to say goodbye. So if he was waiting and you told your dad, you were like, listen, I know that you're waiting, but your granddaughters, they're going to understand it's okay for you to let go. Your dad wants you to know that he heard that. And that last conversation that you had with your father is what gave him the strength to let go, because he's telling me in my ear right now that he was not going anywhere until he got to say goodbye to everybody.
Is he yelling at you? Because Dad did that a lot.
Yes. Well, he's yelling in a good way, right? He's not upset or mad, but he's just like, he's very, how do I say it? Like, stern into the point when I'm connecting with him. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I got to say goodbye to everybody. Like, he wanted to make sure that he got all of his goodbyes in. So him, when you took on that responsibility and said, like, Dad, I know I'm going to tell the girls it's going to be fine. Like, you don't have to hold on. I'm going to do this for you. It's your dad's way of acknowledging that from the other side. And what I also see with your father as well is that when I'm connecting with him, he does tell me that one of the ways that he tries to come through and reach you is actually using signs within nature. And I just saw birds. So that's his way of letting you know that when you see those birds, that's his sign to you from the other side.
That's something we talk about a lot as a family.
He tells me. You know, what's so amazing is that a lot of times we forget, right? We forget people who had passed away or people that were close with our parents, or we forget about some of the things that we do. But your loved ones in spirit don't forget anything, because what's so beautiful is that when we leave this world, we don't bring with us our possessions, right? We bring with us our biggest memories, and those become our biggest treasures in the spirit world.
All right, Matt Frazier, this has been super interesting. We appreciate you joining us. A very Halloween-y vibe.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to chat with Matt Frazier, all you have to do is go to meetmattfrazier.com.
F-R-A-S-E-R. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Santee. Good morning, Lucilia.
Hi, good morning.
What a beautiful name. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please step out, please.
All right, good luck.
Lucilia, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Lucilia, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday to Dan Castellaneta. He voices many characters on The Simpsons, the most famous being the father of the Simpson family. What's the father's name?
Homer.
Campbell's Soup released its annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite sides, and in a major upset, mashed potatoes is no longer America's favorite side dish. It fell to number two this year, behind what?
Turkey?
Jon Stewart will continue to host The Daily Show once a week through 2025. What network airs The Daily Show?
Daily Show. MTV. I don't know.
According to a new survey, America's favorite celebrity chefs are, in no particular order, Bobby Flay, Gordon Ramsay, and Rachel Ray. Put them in order, starting with the most favorite.
Gordon Ramsay, Bobby Flay, and then Rachel Ray.
Okay. And finally, Jumanji 3 is coming back in December of 2026. Who are the three male lead stars of this Jumanji series?
No idea.
All right. Let's get Tammy back in, Lucilia.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing to me, Lucilia? What did you possibly do to offend me at all?
Oh, I didn't do anything to offend you.
So stop apologizing. You're awesome. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Tam, Lucilia sheepishly apologizing to me for some reason for going one out of five today.
Okay. All right.
Happy birthday to Dan Castellaneta. He voices many characters on The Simpsons, the most famous being the father of the Simpson family. What's his name?
Homer.
Yeah. Lucilia knew that 1-1. Campbell's Soup released its annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite side dishes. And in a major upset, mashed potatoes is no longer the number one side dish in America. It fell to number two this year behind what?
I'm just going to go with stuffing.
Yeah, that's the one. 10 times out of 10, you offer me potatoes or stuffing, I'm going with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
You know, nice creamy brown gravy? Forget about it. Lumps? Got to have the lumps in there. But America disagrees. Stuffing's more popular this year. Lucilia went with turkey. That's the main dish, not the side dish. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Jon Stewart will continue to host The Daily Show once a week through 2025. What network airs The Daily Show?
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central's right. Lucilia went MTV 3-1 Tam. According to a new survey, America's favorite celebrity chefs are, in no particular order, Bobby Flay, Gordon Ramsay, and Rachel Ray. Put them in order, starting with the most favorite.
Well, I'm going to go Gordon Ramsay for favorite. And then Bobby Flay, then Rachel Ray.
That is what Lucilia said as well. Nope, Gordon is America's number one, but then it's Rachel Ray, then it's Bobby Flay. It is still 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Jumanji 3 is coming in December of 2026. Who are the three male lead stars of this Jumanji series?
Kevin Hart, The Rock, and Jack Black.
Jack Black is right. Well done. Lucilia, Tammy beats you today by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have four tickets to experience SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas celebration. It kicks off November 15th and runs through January 5th.
Thank you.
Lucilia, that's what she was looking for. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lucilia Santay, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's been a strange week, as it always is on Halloween week on KSON. And we established yesterday, Tam actually talked me into going not only camping with her, but going camping with her at a notorious haunted Southern California campsite. And joining us now is an official ghost hunter here in San Diego. Her name is Nicole.
We have plans to go spend the night at Lake Morena Campground. And we hear it is one of the most haunted campgrounds in California. And we were wondering if you had any history to back this up or someone's just making it up.
You know, I've actually been there. It does have some history, a lot of history. Of course, you know, with Southern California, we have the Native American history. We have, you know, the war period. I don't know if you guys have looked up anything about the claims that have been discussed so far that people have had experiences. So mainly like footsteps heard outside the tents and cabins, but then no one sees them really. A lady in white in a long dress who apparently has been seen staring at guests.
Yeah, that's who we keep hearing about, is the lady in the white dress.
People have heard like a cluster of men walking around their cabins, tents at night. One of the, I think his name was Walter Stucker. He was a park volunteer. He was one night awakened and looked out his motorhome window, and he saw this tall man standing outside his window. And then when the man looked at him, and then he turned away and like walked toward the lake, and apparently his feet weren't touching the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird, right? And I guess too, a supervising ranger, I think her name was Tracy Walker, she was actually working in the back office of the ranger station, which actually used to be the old concession building of the 1920s.
Okay.
She heard footsteps by the trees. She said that they accelerated, came toward her, and then stopped. And then she described this wooden lintel underneath the door. She heard it creak, and then she saw it move up and down. And then that's when she saw the doorknob twist.
Ooh.
By itself.
That would be
weird?
Scary.
I know, right? One of the guests saw a baby's christening gown, like, float across the room, floated toward her, brushed her against the cheek, floated back to where she had first seen it, and then disappeared. So, I mean, that seems a little weird to me.
A little weird.
A little weird.
A little weird.
A little weird. Oh, man. We are talking to Nicole. Nicole is an official ghost hunter here in San Diego County. And we're talking about Lake Morena. It's near Campo. It's supposedly haunted. And Tam and I have decided to explore that and actually go camping there tonight.
Where is your cabin specifically on the property?
We're gonna be in an RV. So we'll be in an RV spot.
Oh, yeah,
we're asking for the extra
cool
haunted section.
That's awesome. I think you guys will have a great time, and you're going to just stay there for one night, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would, I don't know if you have any tools of the trade, but, you know, take an audio recorder, take a camera,
sure.
Do some EVP sessions, and logbook, get that paper and pencil handy, and take down some notes.
Awesome.
Would you recommend we wear something special to attract the spirits?
Yeah, just bring yourselves and see what you can get. There's a lot of history there.
We appreciate your insight and your knowledge, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us today.
Absolutely. I hope you have a good time. Keep me posted as to what you get. Yeah, it was great talking with you too.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it. We will be in touch with you.
Especially if a freaking christening gown brushes by my face in the middle of the night. So we're doing this. This is happening. We are going, first of all, camping. Ah!
I know.
Second of all, camping at a haunted campground. Oh, why not?
We'll see what we bring back tomorrow.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. In a pretty boring, looks like the LA Dodgers are going to sweep at World Series. Things got kind of bizarre last night. First of all, Yankee fans, you live to see another day, a pummeling of the Dodgers. That was nice to see. I'm not even close to being a Yankees fan, but it was nice watching the Dodgers crane their neck watching home run balls for a change.
Yeah, and a big score, too, 11-4. Right, that was huge. That's a huge bounce back.
But here's a clue if you're at a ball game. Don't try to take the ball from the player on the field as he's trying to get an out. This happened to Mookie Betts in the first inning of yesterday's ball game as a New York Yankee fan decided it was his responsibility to pry the ball away from Mookie as the play's happening.
Yeah, right out of his glove.
Wide right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out. And fan interference. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. This is from a TV. He'll be watching
this on the TV. He'll watch it from somewhere else.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports Television. A for effort? What a stupid thing to say. That guy, he's opening Mookie Betts' glove and prying the ball out of his glove. What was he thinking, you're asking? Well, I'm glad you did, because ESPN caught up with these two idiots. By the way, they were very quickly escorted out. Yes. Hope that was worth it.
Well,
you spend that money for a World Series ticket, two of them, in the first inning, you're gone?
Apparently, though, they have tickets for tonight's game, and they're allowed back.
They are?
Yes.
They are. Because I heard they were banned.
No, they said they were allowed back.
Well, maybe it's their defense as to why. So ESPN caught up with these two dudes at a bar afterwards. I know that's shocking. And here is their quote-unquote justification for what they did. The guy who pried the ball, 38-year-old Austin Capobianco.
Okay.
Here's Austin's literal quote justifying what he and his buddy did. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to D up. Defense up. We're going to D up. Someone defends. Someone knocks the ball. We talk about it. We're willing to do this. Hey, Austin, you don't play for the Yankees.
Okay.
You're a fan in the stands, which is what we talk about.
Yeah.
I knew I was in the wrong as soon as I did it. I was like, quote, boys, I'm out of here. I patrol that wall and they know that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
I wonder how many beers they'd had before ESPN got there to talk to him.
This is my wall, is what he said. I defend this wall.
Okay. Wow.
And he's allowed back?
Yep, they're allowed back.
How is he allowed to drive a car?
I don't know.
Operate light machinery. I hope he's not even using a weed whacker, this guy.
They told ESPN while they were kicked out, they were told that they'd be allowed to return tonight for Game 5.
Well, you know why? Because the Yankees really know that they need those guys at that wall. They depend on Austin and his buddy to be at that wall to defend it. Buy a hot dog, cheer your team on, and shut up. Doing our weekly check-in in our family fantasy football league. It's ball talk with my mom, Bonnie. If Bonnie, my mom, sounds a bit more braggadocio today, a bit more confident, it's because all of a sudden Bonnie's team, my mom, the church lady's team, is the best team in our league. Good morning, seasoned veteran of fantasy football.
Hi.
Your team, all of a sudden, the best team in our league.
Well, it really was good this week, wasn't it?
Listen to her. All humble. Hang on, Ma.
Okay.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Nobody started more ice cold this season in the history of fantasy football. I looked it up. My mother, church lady Bonnie. But
after a very close victory for her first victory of the year last week, followed by a massive crushing, I believe, of your grandson?
Yes. Can you believe it? The commissioner. He was very gracious about it, though. He was very gracious.
As down as you were, and is like, oh, I just hate this, I'm going to quit, I was expecting you to be even more excited than you are this week.
This is almost Thursday, and we're starting the next one, so now I'm getting nervous. But yes, I was excited. I couldn't believe it.
See, she allowed herself a little bit of time to celebrate, but now it's eyes on the prize. It's, yes. it's the next week of fantasy football. That's what successful coaches and owners do, Tammy, or that's what I've been told, at least.
Oh, how did you do, dear?
I lost. Thanks, Mom.
Sorry. I didn't even look. I'm sorry.
When you're a winner, nothing else matters.
That's true.
Everything's better. Exactly. Why should you care what your son's going through here in San Diego by himself, alone?
Oh, my gosh.
Alone, with no family.
Is that the tiny violin?
Get the violin.
Yes. Hey, Mom, real quickly, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. It's not your birthday, but it is your first child, my sister Gina, the judge, her birthday tomorrow. She's a Halloween baby, and none of that would have been possible had not you and Dad, you know, did your thing. I could have said that better. And
what?
Moving
that
along.
Was so weird.
And couldn't have done it without you is what I'm trying to say, Mom. So happy birthday.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Okay, E.
Okay.
Would you like us to uncomfortably end this segment, John?
I think so.
Bold talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Oh, God.
Here's the best part of that. You know, Dad's listening right now somewhere going,
I can hear the.
All right. Congratulations, Coach. You did it again.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too. Talk to you soon.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Lemon Grove. Say good morning to Andrew. What's going on, Andrew?
How's it going?
It's going very well. I appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Of course.
Good luck, honey.
All right, thank you.
Andrew, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder to you, Andrew, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Jumanji 3 is coming out in December of 2026. The Rock, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart are all returning to this version of the franchise. But what Oscar-winning late comedic actor played Alan Parrish in the original Jumanji?
That would be Robin Williams, correct?
31 years ago this week, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. At Disneyland during the Halloween season, what legendary Disney ride is turned into a Nightmare Before Christmas-themed ride?
The Haunted Mansion.
We got a first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. Jeremy plays Carm on what very tense Hulu restaurant show that's won over 20 Emmys so far?
Oh, that would be The Bear.
David Fincher might do an English-themed Squid Game for Netflix. What country gave us Squid Game?
Korea.
More specific?
South Korea.
And finally, just 2 hours before multiple outlets reported Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz had ended their engagement, Channing Tatum announced a new movie the two will both star in. Channing used to be married to Jenna Dewan. The two met and fell in love while filming this 2006 film. Name it.
Step Up.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Andrew, what do you got going on today, pal?
I got a lot of work to do, and then go home and be a dad and, you know, hang out with my family.
Sounds like the American dream to me. What do you do for a living, pal?
I'm a real estate agent. That's my main job right now.
Okay. So today, Andrew did 5 out of 5.
Oh, boy.
Now, this doesn't happen very often. First of all, good job, Andrew.
Thank you.
Second of all, what we do when this happens is we don't tell Tammy whether or not she got the answers right. We wait to build suspense, you see. Tammy, you ready for this?
I am.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I'm just not nervous at all, Andrew. I'm just weird as
Doesn't consider Andrew a foe whatsoever.
That's not what I said. Oh my god.
Disrespect to our guests.
This is what he does. He gets me all frustrated beforehand.
Andrew, if the crowd wasn't with you before, they sure are now. Here we go. Jumanji 3, Tammy, is coming out in December of 2026. The Rock, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart are all returning to this version of the franchise. But what Oscar-winning late comedic actor played Aaron Parrish in the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
31 years ago this week, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. At Disneyland during the Halloween season, what legendary Disney ride is turned into a Nightmare Before Christmas themed ride?
The Haunted Mansion.
We got a first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. Jeremy plays Carm on what very tense Hulu restaurant show that's won over 20 Emmys so far?
The Bear.
David Fincher might do an English-themed Squid Game for Netflix. What country gave us Squid Game?
South Korea.
Just 2 hours before multiple outlets reported Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz has ended their engagement, the Magic Mike star announced a new movie the two will both star in. Channing used to be married to Jenna Dewan. The two met and fell in love while filming this 2006 film.
Step Up.
All right, let's go to the board. You both said Robin Williams. You both know that Jack Skellington haunts the Haunted Mansion. The Bear, not a comedy, in my opinion, even though it's won over 20 Emmys for best comedies. You both got that right. You both got South Korea. You both got Step Up. You're both really smart, okay? Is that what you want to hear from me?
No.
It's a tie. 5-5. Unfortunately for you, Andrew, all for naught, as all ties go to Tammy. I'm sorry to waste your perfect day as far as money-wise, but we're going to still hook you up with a great prize.
You have 4 tickets to SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas Celebration. It starts November 15th and runs through January 5th.
All right. Thank you so much. Next time I'll do it.
Next time, I mean, I don't know what else you can do except maybe feed Tammy some dumb pills or something.
I'll take some.
I could try to Mookie Betts that answer out of her. I could try to rip it out like those Yankee fans.
There you go.
Just get that ball right out of her glove.
Out of my mouth. Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Have a great day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Go sell a house, pal.
All right, thank you, guys.
You can get rich if your doorbell proves there's a ghost.
Only if your Ring doorbell proves there's a ghost. Other ones don't count. Ring is having a contest. It ends tomorrow. If you have footage from your Ring doorbell that you think is spooky, like, I'm not sure what that is. Is that a ghost? And they like it? You could win $100,000.
So how can they verify whether or not it's a ghost? First of all, there'd have to be proof, that ghosts are real. Yeah. Secondly, what makes an image of a ghost authentic versus not?
Well, I suppose you analyze it and you see if it could be like lights from a car. You can say, oh, that's a reflection from this. But if you can't prove that it isn't a natural phenomenon, that, you know, something that you could see and debunk, they have to give it to you. But if they're the judges, do they want to give you $100,000? I don't know.
Not to be skeptical, but they're always all debunkable, right?
No.
I mean, for the most part.
I've seen some things that I'm like, I'm not really sure what you would call that thing, but I don't know. Anyway, we posted on John and Tammy's Facebook page. If you think you have something on your Ring doorbell that captured a ghost, why not throw it in and try to win $100,000?
Do you think, and I'm being honest, do you think that depending on where your mind is as far as more open-minded or more skeptical-minded, that you are able to see things more clearly? And I'm asking this because of this. A mutual friend of ours posted a picture of a tour that she took of the Whaley House recently on her social. Mm-hmm. And she said, look at these pictures. Aren't they creepy? And I'm looking at the pictures, Tam, and I'm looking at pictures. I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. I posted on her site, can you please tell me what I'm looking at? Mm-hmm. And it offended her. She thought I was making fun of her. I'm like, no. I don't see anything that's freaky. Have you heard of anything that if you are more open-minded, your mind is more open as far as seeing these things? And the same thing applies if you're more skeptical, then your mind is more closed and you don't see these things.
Well, I think you said it all right there. If you're open-minded, you're open-minded. You'd be open to seeing something.
Yeah, but would you be able to see things that otherwise you wouldn't think were there, is what I'm saying. Because, Tammy, I looked at these pictures 1,000 times. Yeah. I didn't see anything different than any other picture. Yeah, they're a little bit hazy once in a while, yeah, but I just figured that was a smudgy cell phone lens.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you want to earn $100,000, just go to our John and Tammy Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The last time I went camping, I wasn't even married yet. I was with my then girlfriend, eventual wife and mother of my children. But at the time, we were just kind of dating, and I was into things like sleeping on the ground in a tent.
Okay, well, you're not sleeping on the ground or in a tent, John. You'll be going in a nice RV that has plumbing and running water and electricity.
And a notoriously, allegedly haunted site near Campo called Lake Morena.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going tonight and seeing what we can bring back for you tomorrow for our Halloween show.
What should I bring? I haven't been camping in so long. Should I bring a dish to pass or
bring a dish to pass?
I'm excited now. I don't get out of the house very often. What do I do?
Whatever you feel like eating, whatever you feel like drinking.
Oh, we're not having like a group meal, or we're not going to hang around the campfire and sing songs?
There's only three of us.
Brush up on your kumbaya.
Yeah. Three of us and a dog. Yeah. So.
Hey, should I bring a little friend with me?
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
No.
I mean, I don't know. No. Sit by a campfire, all of a sudden you start talking and waxing poetic, and next thing you know, you start singing, and next thing you know...
If you bring that, I'm leaving you at Lake Morena.
This might conjure up spirits.
Yeah.
We came from beyond to tell you to shut up.
I was going to say, or cause us to down a lot of spirits. One of the two.
And by the way, tonight is the night where the veil between heaven and earth is at its thinnest. So you guys really are going on a special night.
Yes, we've heard that. This is the night, Tammy, that the veil is thinnest. Halloween Eve.
It is.
If you ever want to talk to the beyond, tonight's the night.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
The veil's the thinnest.